The Nationals going for the sweep of the Braves. Steven Strasburg, the right man on the hill to make it happen. We pick it up in the first. Strasburg looking good, facing Ender and Ciarte.
9-5, a game and a half up on Miami and New York. Fastball up, and that was a quick see-ya to start the bottom of the first. Got him. That's a changeup. Strasburg gives up a bouncing base hit down the third baseline and strikes out. In Ciarte, Freeman and Kemp. Pretty good lineup to do that to so far. Zimmerman high in the air, out to center. Going back in Ciarte. See you later. And the amazing hitting of Ryan Zimmerman continues. 3-2 Nationals on his fifth of the year. And he now has 7 RBIs here in Atlanta.
Kids, good luck. 842 RBIs.
Phillips has pulled it twice. He gashes one to center. Michael A. Taylor, diving catch. I mean, if he's not completely committed to that, who knows where that ball goes?
Well, that's a runner on home and a runner on home if he misses it. And it's 4-2 Braves because Brandon Phillips can run. This is an inside the park home run if Michael Taylor doesn't catch it. But he knew he had a beat on it. He got a good jump. Did you see the security guard in the background shaking his head behind Michael Taylor as he made the play?
5 signals. Take your pick. 2-2. Slider got a lot of the plate. Rendon to Zimmerman. The Nationals defense spectacular in Atlanta tonight. Fly ball right center. Michael A. Taylor is there. The Nationals sweep the Braves. And Sean Kelly, second save of the series.
Drama meter about 4 or 5 right there. That's sweaty palms. Got the job done. Nat sweep. Get on the plane. Happy flight to New York. Boom.
The Nationals sweep the Braves, taking a 3-2. They've now won 4 in a row. Steven Strasburg the win, allowing 2 runs in 7 innings, striking out 10. Ryan Zimmerman, 2 hits, 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored. R.A. Dickey the loss, allowing 3 runs in 7 frames. Nationals manager Dusty Baker spoke after the game about the sweep.
Number one, he's healthy. And probably pitch selection at the plate, and he's not missing balls. His concentration is high, and he feels good about himself. You know, so been a tough last couple of years, and but it wasn't only Zim tonight. I mean, it was Strauss threw a heck of a game. You know, he kept us in a position, you know, for them to hit the home run. And also our defense, you know, I mean, this is what we preach all the time. You know, Anthony made a heck of a play. Michael made the play of the game because that ball gets by him. You know, that's a triple. And Eaton made a heck of a play in left field. So, you know, our outfield defense and our defense overall is very good.
For Ali Perez to come in after not pitching 12 days, yeah, face the hottest hitter in the league and do what he did.
Well, I told him, I said, Ali, I said, you know, talked to him yesterday. I said, hey, man, you're going to get a lot of work here soon. Ali knows how to stay ready. He has a great attitude about staying ready. And, he had pitched in 10 or 11 days. And, he came in, he threw some strikes. And, you never want to see Freddie Freeman up there. Finally tonight we, corralled Freddie. So now Freddie's somebody else's
for a while.
Yeah.
You mentioned that play that Michael made. He kind of has to make a call there whether he's going to go all out and risk it or lay back. Is that, well, for an outfielder, how tough of a call is that to make in a split second?
Well, man, you got to do it. I mean, either you stay back and let the ball hit in front of you, or you come all the way. And for an outfielder, you know, the jump is essential. You know, that's why Michael was in center tonight, and Eaton was in left. And our outfield defense was going to come into play because Strauss throws a lot of more fly balls probably than ground balls. And so that was an outstanding play as an outfielder. you know, you got to get the jump, especially on a ball like that. And then if you kind of miscalculate how far the ball's going to you, then your next move is to try to figure out how to keep the ball in front of you. And so, I mean, that was an outstanding play by Michael, and another outstanding play by Eaton in the two.
Up next, the Nationals visit the Mets on Friday. Tanner Roark facing Jacob deGrom.